Good morning, glory. Hallelujah to you. Welcome to Backtracked Aerosmith Revisited. My name is Corey Morissa, joined as always from my best good friend in the whole wide world, John Mariano. How are you today, sir?
I botched my whole intro. I was trying to quote Steven Tyler again at the top of the show. I'm looking at the quote, I'm looking down, and I just tripped over the words. And it's kind of appropriate because today's quote I was going with is, "You'd be surprised how expensive it costs to look this cheap." And, you know, I looked pretty cheap walking in here.
That was awesome. See, this is why you leave me to do all the hard stuff, right? You can just come in and be a grumpy old man. And everybody loves you. I got to press all the buttons. I got to do the intros. I got to find the Steven Tyler quotes. And I got to plug Pop Rock and Radio. Ken Knapsack's Pop Rock and Radio. The big hits, album cuts, and B-sides from the rock and pop world that make up the soundtracks of our lives. Look for live shows and make requests. Sing, dance, and celebrate the music with the Pop Rock and Radio community.
Yeah, look, I'm thankful for Ken. Ken's awesome. He's been so supportive of the show. He's been listening, from what I understand, every week. And look, he likes one of us. And I tell you what, it's not the one of us who's been playing Red Dead with him. So
really?
He speaks very highly of you, Corey.
I'm shocked he's still listening at this point. We're, what, 22 episodes? This is episode 22? And he's still checking out the show? That's amazing.
My theory, because you go over the numbers with me weekly. And my theory is a lot of people got a shit.
Interesting theory. But yeah, I share the numbers with you because they've been encouraging. People are checking out the show, and we want to thank everybody who's checking out the show, especially in countries like Chile. We've hit the charts in Chile. Never thought that would happen. Thank you for listening. How about Norway? Norway loves John Mariano. That's what I'm learning. We've hit the charts in a big way in Norway. We peaked at number 2. We're just one spot away from the number 1 in music commentary in Norway. That's amazing.
This is crazy to me, and I think all the credit goes to you, Corey. You produce the show, you run the show. It was kind of your idea. You pull me out of bed once a week to talk about Aerosmith, and all I want to do is get back in that bed. So I know we do a lot of banter, but dude, it's been a long day. Can we roll the dice? Actually, we should probably recap the dice first, right? Like.
Probably do that for people who are maybe just picking up on us here. We got a lot of dog songs on the dice right now, John, and that's your fault.
Well, Walking the Dog, Sick as a Dog, The Reason a Dog, one of those dog songs I have a feeling is coming off this week, maybe. We also have Bone on Bone because I saw the dog theme and was like, hey, I got another dog song for you. Then we have Moving Out off their first album, and you threw on Nobody's Fault by Our Listener. Last week, would you like to plug one more time?
Absolutely. Joel Scott Zerns has been with us since the very beginning, and we can't thank him enough. As we're recording this, his Twitter is no longer active. Hopefully he gets back on there because we love interacting with him, and hopefully he's listening to these show stills, and hopefully he enjoys the fact that we threw Nobody's Fault on there, which was his pick, and I'm kind of hoping that's what comes up. I'm not ready to get into the dog songs yet. Because John has so many dog puns that are just going to be so cringeworthy that I need another week to steel me against those.
Well, let's see what happens. Let's roll the dice. Throw me a bone. Let's get it going.
All right, here we go. And we're going to come up with Nobody's Fault. So this is the Joel Scott Zerns pick on the dice. Again, no dog songs. Shockingly, we're going to Rocks, one of Aerosmith's best albums of all time. John, what is your recollections of this track?
I think that we're going with legendary tracks back to back. We did Sweet Emotion last week. I was pumped when you added Nobody's Fault last week. And I'm sitting there going, I kind of hope we wait an episode or two because we're coming off of such a high. But it almost makes sense, right? Like, it's such a good song. And like, to me, this is one that will probably make the mixtape that would surprise people because it's not on all the greatest hits albums or anything, but I think it's really a true Aerosmith song.
It really is. And it's one of the most influential Aerosmith songs. We mentioned last week, Slash has listed this as one of his favorites. James Hetfield from Metallica also saying this is one of his favorites. Also, Kurt Cobain in his journal said, nobody's fault, one of his favorite tracks. So one of the most maybe influential tracks in rock history.
It's an important track, no doubt. And I think we just need to get into it and let the fans hear it along with us and understand why it's such a powerful song.
So what do you say, John, without further ado, this is Nobody's Fault from the album Rocks, released May 14th, 1976.
Coming in, before we get all that crazy distortion and everything we're about to get, this is the most atmospheric I think we've heard Aerosmith yet, like willing to getting into a song. And I think it feels very experimental, and it feels very like I sometimes wish there was more of this going on. And I think we do see some of this, especially later with Pump and albums like that going into songs. But just the willingness to have that atmospheric, those atmospheric tones going into this, I think really set a mood going into it. What do you think, Corey?
And it's kind of a nice juxtaposition against the song that it's following, which on side two of Rocks was Sick as a Dog, which is currently on the Dice as well. But that's very much a straight ahead kind of blues riff, right? So we're kind of coming from a more straight ahead kind of rocker into something a little more atmospheric. Then getting something which is pretty heavy, actually, for Aerosmith. It's a really interesting juxtaposition. And one of the things I enjoy about sequencing, especially when it comes to these 1970s albums, when all you had was the record. So it was all about sequencing and side A versus side B. So side B kicks off as Sick as a Dog and then leads right into this intro to Nobody's Fault. I think works incredibly well. Now, in his autobiography, I know it's also called Rocks, ironically enough, Joe Perry said that the purpose of this album was kind of to re-identify Aerosmith as America's ultimate garage band. Do you get that with this track here?
I was thinking how crazy it is. Like, we were talking about the influences that this song has and the down and dirty tracks of the guitar, and then the way Steven comes in so hot and high fits perfectly on Appetite for Destruction. Like, insanely, like when you listen to the heaviness and the hardness of this guitar and you put this up against any song on Appetite with how Steven's coming in. Now, I know, like, he sounds different than Axl Rose, obviously, but the juxtaposition of Tyler's voice against the band, and we're going to overuse juxtaposition, I have a feeling, a lot today on this episode, but So if you guys want to start a drinking game, now's the time. Mm-hmm. Drink responsibly. But
nope.
Go ahead and listen to this song and then go put on Appetite for Destruction and you hear the direct influence of one to the other.
Well, and Slash has said, Rocks is the album that inspired him to learn the guitar. So obviously a big influence on him and a big influence on Appetite. Other guys like Nikki Sixx and Kurt Cobain that we mentioned, hugely inspired by this album, which has five diamonds on the cover for a reason, because they felt like there were five jewels heading into this thing. This is, you talked about Pump and Get a Grip maybe being the height of Aerosmith in their second half of their career. This is absolutely, with Toys in the Attic, the height of Aerosmith in the 70s. Eyes are full of desire, mind is full of ease, and the fingers on fire, shit, wow, Now, I know just kind of reading a little bit about this track and rocks, but Steven Tyler said this song's about earthquakes. I don't know if I'm getting that so much from what we've heard so far. Are you hearing anything earthquake related thus far?
I mean, other than it sounds like it was written during an earthquake, in the best ways possible. I don't know, but I like he mentioned San Andreas. So he's mentioning things, but to me, I don't always like the direct meaning of a song. I like what it means to you. Mm-hmm. And like this is just, for me, Aerosmith kicking ass. So I don't need to know if it's about earthquakes or vacuum cleaners or pantyhose. I don't really care, Corey. I just love the song.
And then I'm the one that likes to point out the lyrics. And you've made that comment before on previous shows, but I'm 100% team John on this one. I'm not even listening to the lyrics. I'm listening to the music. And this is a song that was attributed to both Steven Tyler and Brad Whitford. I think this maybe is our first Brad Whitford co-songwriting credit that we've done on the show. And the music is hard and it's loud, and I love it.
So, and going back to my comment about Appetite for Destruction earlier, very clearly, unlike a lot of the other songs that Aerosmith does, this feels more interested in telling a story than just hitting the choruses and being a radio play. And a lot, like a lot of the songs on Appetite, I'm not talking about like the big three, but a lot of the other ones that were less radio friendly, it tells a story. And you can see how this influences. I'm going to keep going because Guns N' Roses is one of my favorite bands, and that's one of my favorite albums. I'm going to keep going to that, but also because the guitar and everything that we're hearing right now is very reminiscent, well, or Appetite is very reminiscent of this song. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I thought you were.
So Corey thought I was queuing there, and I'm hoping he doesn't cut this out because I was drumming along with the song, and normally I give Corey a hand signal that I want to break into the song. I was so into the zone, I almost forgot we were doing a podcast, Corey.
I thought you were appreciating the drumming of one Joey Kramer. He sounds fantastic on this track.
He is slaying it, my friend. Like, my Lord. And like, let's just break down the lyrics because we haven't done that yet. Mm-hmm. I don't know how this is an earthquake song, but like, sorry, we're so sorry. Don't be sorry. Man has known, and now he's blown it upside down, and hell's the only sound. We did an awful job, and now we're a little late, a little too late. That has nothing to do with a fucking earthquake.
I didn't, but like you mentioned, they talked about San Andreas. There's one line that says shit piled up in debris, which, okay, I could see that. But I'm looking at this quote right here. Steven Tyler said the lyrics have to do with earthquakes, which we were scared of, along with flying.
I mean, I always go to the three greatest fears of Archer, if you've ever watched that cartoon. Mm-hmm. He has his three, he's in the swamp. And he's talking to his friend Lana, and he's like, she's like, what are your three greatest fears? He's like, crocodiles, alligators, and brain aneurysms. and she's like, brain aneurysms? And he's like, yeah, but you don't see those ones coming.
And with that, let's keep it rolling here. Try and give me a better signal when you want me to stop the song and not just air drum. All right. What'd you think of that solo? That was tremendous guitar tone, I thought.
That's one of Joe Perry's greatest, right? Like it's just an outstanding solo. Everything about this song is gonna, like, you're gonna have to fly to New York and kill me to peel this song off the mixtape.
Wow. Then some strong words, but I don't disagree. Up, but we're gonna let it play down here. What are you thinking, John?
I will say the lead guitar here is very influential on specifically Slash. Like, you could say Metallica, you could say you could pick the band, like you could say Nirvana, whoever you want to say. Mm-hmm. But when you go on and listen to Appetite, it's a direct translation of the song.
So, John, ultimately, this is going to go on the mixtape. I'm assuming we're both in agreement here. That also means something has to leave. Now, you've been trying to kick one particular track off for the last 3 weeks. Is this the week that it finally goes?
I think that you should pick the song first this time.
Okay. So I'm picking what we're replacing with?
Well, you're not picking, but you're recommending.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say that maybe Nobody's Fault belongs on the mixtape and maybe should take off. Oh yeah. What do you think?
It's about fucking time.
You've been trying forever to get rid of that song, and it's finally happened. Nobody's Fault takes its rightful place on the mixtape. And as John Mariano said, I may have to go to New York and actually kill him to get it off of there. You feel pretty strongly about this one, huh?
Look, it's somebody's fault that Oh Yeah was on the mixtape to begin with.
Ouch. Hey.
And thanks to Nobody's Fault, it's finally off the mixtape.
It really is. And I put that one on there because you hadn't heard anything from Music from Another Dimension. So I was doing you a favor, and you threw me under the bus. Maybe I'm going to put another Music from Another Dimension song on there. How would you like that?
Or you can just keep blowing through all the hits, whatever you want to do, Corey.
You want me to put Walk This Way on this week? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, sure. I'm sure the fans look, you get the listeners done very early. They're like, oh, we heard all the hits, we're done.
We're not gonna do that. How about you give me an album and I will pick a song?
Any album? What if I were to say Classics Live 1?
Classics Live 1?
Yeah.
All right.
You're gonna do another hit, but we're gonna get a live hit at least.
We may not, actually, because I have one in mind from Classics Live 1, and it's not a live hit. So let's just go through the track listing on the album. We have Train Kept Rolling, Kings and Queens, Sweet Emotion, Dream On, Mama Ken, 3 Mile Small, Reefer Headed Woman, Lord of the Thighs, and Major Barbara, which was a studio outtake. Were you hoping? I'm leaning towards Major Barbara because that's such an interesting song in a lot of ways. So just to piss you off, John, I'm going to put Major Barbara on there. So replacing Nobody's Fault is Major Barbara from Classics Live. What do you think of that one?
I feel like I had a trap and you fell into it, my friend.
Oh, is that what you're hoping for? Major Barbara?
I was honestly trying to make sure that I steered you into an album that forced you to pick a non-hit. out of protest, and I've done it.
Well, I wasn't going to pick Mama Kin or Sweet Emotion Again So Soon or Kings and Queens. We've already done that one. Or Train. So yeah, it came down to 3 Mile Smile or Major Barbara. And I was wondering, you know, how long until we break out Major Barbara, which, gosh, she sits in her field and waits for her crops to grow. I remember getting Classics Live and going, what the fuck is this? But it's not that bad. I'm looking forward to maybe rolling that one next week. How do you feel?
I feel like you have loaded the dice and we keep rolling the same song off the dice. So we'll see how it goes next week.
All right. So Nobody's Fault takes its rightful place on the mixtape, currently nestled between Falling in Love is Hard on the Knees and The Other Side. And Major Barbara takes her rightful spot on the dice with Moving Out, Coney Island Whitefish Boy, The Reason a Dog, Walking the Dog, and Sick as a Dog. So all the dog songs are still there. The Bone Song is still there. I was tempted to put Rock in a Hard Place because in parentheses or in the brackets in that on that song, it's called The Cheshire Cat. So that maybe we should put a cat song on there with all the dog songs. But instead, I went with Major Barbara and her crops and all that goodness from Classics Live 1. Are you looking forward to next week, John?
I'm pumped. I love doing this with you, Corey. I look forward to it every week. I am so burnt out. I'm going to go get some rest.
Sounds good. So we're not even going to go through the normal outro. You can find us where you find us. Please support Ken. And as always, we will give the final word to Mr. Steven Tyler.